Graphene is just one atomic layer of graphite. Graphite you find in your pencil, for example. That's made of several layers of carbon sheets. And if you peel away these carbon sheets, you'll find eventually you're down to one layer. And one layer of this carbon sheet is called graphene. And this is in a honeycomb structure. And it's got the most amazing properties ever.
Graphene's not anything new, it's been around for years. What's exciting is the new things we can do with it.
Well, graphene's been around since 2004, when it was first discovered, and by Andre Geim and Konstantin Novoselov at the University of Manchester. And what they did was they were the first ones to ever isolate the monolayer of graphene. And from there, it's been revolutionising like science. So a lot of interest and money has got into it.
If it's only one layer thick, it's going to be quite difficult to manipulate.
Yeah, well, definitely. That's why graphite is so well suited to it, because it's already stacked up of these predefined layers, and all you have to do is just peel them away to get it. But now there's several different ways of making this. So we actually use a chemical vapor deposition process, otherwise known as CVD, and in that way we grow our graphene at high temperatures on a transition metal.
So now you build these big sheets,
yes.
And once you've got them, you can do...
Graphene is pretty much can be applied to pretty much every area of science, from like unzipping DNA and like categorising like your DNA sequence to, for example, making nanomechanical sensors. So one of the main things that's going to happen is with electronics and touch screens, for example, you can have flexible electronics.
What is it about graphene that makes it so suitable for use on touch screens?
Well, graphene is the hardest and strongest material. So imagine, for example, if you've got your phone and you're testing it by pressing one area of the screen many thousands of times, it will eventually begin to deform, or it'll break. It won't begin to work as well anymore. But graphene can take much, much, much more of a pounding than anything, while being flexible, transparent. So you could actually, in the future, who knows, you might have your phone be able to bend it, stretch it, roll it up and stick it in your pocket, simply because graphene allows you to do that.
And what's an example of a project that you're involved in, or that you're keeping an eye on at Imperial at the moment?
The project I work with at Imperial is I make graphene nanomechanical sensors. So sensing is already quite a well-established area. So what I do is I make these little drums. So I make small drums where graphene works as the drum skin. What's good about graphene is that it's got such a good surface area to volume ratio that... it's very, very, very sensitive to any changes. So I think actually if you add any mass, you can actually detect 10 to the minus 21 kilograms of a mass change on these sensors that we make. So it's just ultra-sensitive sensors, effectively. You can even detect like quantum fluctuations in individual molecules just on the surface. But it's still a work in progress, so fingers crossed.